KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear skies. It's 39 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, a high near 50. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In the Southwest Iowa news, police in Red Oak Tuesday afternoon arrested a man on an OWI charge after his employer called police. Officers were called to the Red Oak Good Samaritan Society for a man who had possibly operated a motor vehicle owned by the society while under the influence of alcohol. An investigation resulted in the arrest at around 4:30 p.m. of 61-year-old Stephen Matthew Turnbull of Red Oak for OWI second offense. Turnbull was transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $2,000. Well, the Fremont County Sheriff's Office K-9 unit stopped a vehicle at around 11 p.m. Tuesday and arrested a Missouri man on weapon and drug charges. 29-year-old Jordan Michael Nielsen of Rockport, Missouri, was pulled over outside of Hamburg near Highway 275 and 310th Street. During the investigation, Nielsen was found to be in possession of two pistols, methamphetamine, marijuana, brass knuckles, and drug paraphernalia. He was charged with two counts of possession of a controlled substance, carrying weapons, and possession of paraphernalia. His bond at the Fremont County Jail was set at $4,300. Fremont County deputies were assisted at the scene by Montgomery County, rather from Atchison County, Missouri, Sheriff's Office deputies. A man from the Bronx, New York, was arrested Tuesday evening in Council Bluffs on fraud and other charges. Council Bluffs police say officers responded around 5:45 p.m. to 1745 Madison Avenue for a subject attempting to obtain $7,500 in funds from another person's account. The man was later identified as 39-year-old Joey Whiting of the Bronx, New York. As officers arrived, Whiting fled on foot and was taken into custody a few blocks away following a brief struggle. He had five fraudulent IDs in his possession. Whiting was arrested for forgery, identity theft, and assault on a peace officer. He also had a valid extraditable warrant for forgery out of New York. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa Tuesday afternoon issued a supplemental press release to that which was issued November 8th, which seeks to clarify the charges and sentencing each defendant in a fatal fentanyl overdose case received. Authorities say 30-year-old Charles Jesse Buterbaugh of Pottawatomie County, 27-year-old Dustin C. Sullivan of Council Bluffs, and 31-year-old Cody Lannis of Omaha were each convicted of conspiracy to distribute at least 400 grams or more of a mixture or substance containing fentanyl, a Schedule one controlled substance, which resulted in the reasonably foreseeable death of a 20-year-old male and serious bodily injury to another male. In addition, 22-year-old Michael David Redmond Jr. of Council Bluffs was convicted of conspiracy to distribute at least 400 grams or more of a mixture containing a substance known as fentanyl. The investigation into the drug trafficking group began June 28th of 2015 when law enforcement was called to Carter Lake residence with regard to an unresponsive male. Law enforcement found the body of a 20-year-old male in Buterbaugh's living area. In addition, they learned that a second male had been transported to a local hospital from the Buterbaugh residence prior to law enforcement being called, and that person had been placed on life support. An investigation revealed that Buterbaugh had provided acetyl fentanyl to both victims, which was determined to be the cause of the 20-year-old death of the male and of hospitalization of the second male. Buterbaugh had obtained the acetyl fentanyl through an organization that began distributing the substance, or an analog of it, in November of 2014 and continued to distribute in April of 2016. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers reports that his officers were kept busy making several drug-related arrests over the weekend. On Friday night, November 10th, at about 9 p.m., officers executed a search warrant at 614 East Washington Street in Clarinda. The residence is a rental property owned and presently occupied by 49-year-old Roger Shaben. Officers recovered controlled substances believed to be meth and marijuana and numerous items of drug paraphernalia from the home. Officers arrested Shaben for felony maintaining a home for the gathering of illegal use of drugs and possession of meth and marijuana. He was brought to Page County Jail and held on a $5,000 bond. Also arrested at that residence was 52-year-old Tina Bekovich for possession of marijuana. Bekovich was taken to the Page County Jail and held on a $1,000 bail. Clarinda Police Department K-9 RACO and Page County Sheriff's Office assisted in the execution of the search warrants and arrests. On Saturday evening, November 11th at around 9 p.m., officers arrested 35-year-old Crystal Lynn Harbin of rural Clarinda for a second and subsequent offense of a controlled substance believed to be meth. Harbin was arrested after drugs were found in her possession during a traffic stop. She was being held in $3,000 bond at the Page County Jail. In the funeral announcements, Doreen Coob, age 93, of Brayton, died Sunday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Doreen Coob will be this morning at 11 o'clock at Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. The family will be present for visitation from 10 a.m. today until the time of service at 11. Elizabeth Jensen, age 106, of Fontenelle, died Saturday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Elizabeth Jensen will be on Thursday, tomorrow, at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle is in charge of the arrangements. Ed Carl, age 57, of Greenfield, died November 7th during a farming accident in Greenfield. Funeral services for Ed Carl will be held on Thursday at 2 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield, with a luncheon to follow at the church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Emily Gardner Dick, age 78, of Council Bluffs, a native of Oakland, died November 7th. Funeral services for Emily Dick will be held on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the St. John United Church of Christ in Council Bluffs. Cutler, O'Neill, Myron, Woodring, Bayless, Park Chapel in Council Bluffs has the arrangements. Bernice Wilhelmine Mordhorst, of age 103, of Elkhorn, died Monday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. A massive Christian burial for Bernice Mordhorst will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Dwayne Diz Christensen, age 68, of Creston and formerly of Elkhorn, died November 14th at Mercy Medical Center in Council Bluffs. Services for Dwayne Diz Christensen are currently pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.